What's something neat that came in recently? Oh, now that you put me on the spot.
What about 999? Any good 999s come in? Any good designs? Any?
The Christmas ones. Ooh, and there's one, the Standing Liberty Quarter design. That's a really nice one.
Very nice. How much are Silver Eagles going for right now?
They're about $28,
$29. So pretty much the same as it was last week, but that's a great time to buy.
Oh, it's a great time. I bought some.
I know that in the past these things have been $40, $50, maybe even $60, and they're with that low, they're going to go nowhere but up.
Yes, and we don't have them all the time. I mean, we may sell 500 in a day, so, you know, people that were just thinking, oh, maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't, and they just kind of put it off and put it off. Oh, they'll have them.
And you know what my dad does is makes great Christmas gifts every year. He gives everyone in the family a Silver Eagle.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves that.
And, you know, that's the gift that keeps on giving, and they're available at Wright's Coin Shop right now.
Yes, they are.
Shelley's whole family descended from leprechauns. There's no doubt about it. We've talked about this before, so we won't rehash this, but there is a real pot of gold somewhere that you just keep for yourself, isn't there?
Wouldn't you like
that? And if somebody ties you down, they can force you to give them this pot of gold somehow, but you can't look away from her. Yeah. How do people find out more about Wright's Coin Shop and come visit you and learn about how they can get involved in buying coins? The forest is not looking away from Shelley all of a sudden, I noticed, but
you did blink.
How do people find you, Shelley?
Come and see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
1271. Now, what that means is if you're on I-40, you take exit 51. You go left, that's away from the Biltmore Estate, to 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, where there's a big glorious sign that says Wright's Coin Shop. Or you can call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402.
Yes.
828-298-5402. And there's a website, WrightsCoinShop.com, W-R-I-G-H-T-S, WrightsCoinShop.com. And, you know, with Christmas on the way, I mean, this is the time.
This is definitely the time.
Yeah. And like Forrest was saying, it actually is the gift that keeps on giving. It truly is. That's why Forrest and I have our own little stashes somewhere, right, Forrest?
We do.
Yeah. But it's buried. Actually, I'll tell you, my treasure trove is in a cemetery in a grave with a special headstone. And you have to go out and dig up this grave if you think you know which one it is. You'll find one of two things when you do this. You'll find treasure or a dead body. So if that's okay with you, if you can live with that you might dig up a dead person, fine. That's a good plan.
This is a good plan. It seems very appropriate. Yes. And we will tell you how to hide your treasure.
Shelley, you actually enjoy things that a lot of people don't like. For example, you like going to the dentist.
Yes, I like going to the dentist.
See, that's a complete crossing of the wires somewhere. I bet you like going to the DMV, don't you?
They're very nice to me at the DMV.
I knew it! I knew it! You like the DMV.
I will say, please don't let me look goofy when they're taking the photograph of me, and they will let me look and see if I like the picture, and if I don't, they will retake it for me.
I bet you she would hate Disney World. Because, you know, it's a fun place that most people like. You would hate that because you like the dentist and the DMV.
I like fun. I do.
Well, here's a story from a DMV in Palm Beach, Florida. Story says, just when you thought the DMV could not get any worse, 34-year-old man there was arrested because he's standing there in line and he's masturbating at the DMV. And I don't know what was going on in his head, but I can understand how sometimes you have to counteract
I know what was going on in his head.
Really? At the DMV?
Well, I mean, obviously you're not thinking about DMV if you're standing there doing that.
Well, you see what I mean? This is a coping mechanism.
Coping mechanism?
That'd be my diagnosis.
Chew gum.
Well, this guy really hates the DMV, and he has to neutralize it by doing something he really likes.
That's still, I would beat him up.
Maybe the DMV should be the one place it's allowed. Well, no, one of the two places. You should be allowed to do that at the dentist and the DMV.
I don't want to watch you do your thing. No.
You have to look, right? You just look away. It's like people say, oh, yeah, I don't like your show. You can just turn the channel. You don't have to look at the guy. All right, well, listen. The guy, he's standing there doing this, and a DMV off-duty officer told him to stop, but the guy ignored him, was placed under arrest. In July, the same guy was arrested after allegedly stealing his former boss's car and then crashing it. And so this story goes on to talk about similar types of incidents where people have been arrested for this. And I see this story that they cite from New York in 2009. A 44-year-old man there was arrested for masturbating on a subway. And the police asked him, you know, why are you doing this? Right?
Right.
Why are you doing this? His response was, quote, they just fell out. My parts just fell out. He says, quote, I looked down and it was out. It just popped out and I was trying to put it back in. End quote. Perfectly logical. We've all been there, right, Forrest?
Of course.
We've all had that. By the way, the guy already had 64 arrests on his record for various things.
At what point do we just stop turning him loose?
So
that it can fall out again.
Yeah, turning it loose.
Uh-huh.
And then in September, another offender gave his mailman a different kind of package when he was caught masturbating outside of his home in front of the witness. The mailman said this was the second time that this guy had done this in front of the mailman. So, who knows? Well, I've got some stories I'll read later that really push the boundaries of what is it that makes people feel that excited. But when we come back, a story from Wisconsin, 911 called because of what a guy's romantic partner was doing in his bed. And I think many of you can relate to this. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You are listening to Speaking of Strain.
And start sometime around midnight. Or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two. As you stand under the bar light. We'll be right back.
Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And this is the hour when you might want to tune out if you are easily offended or if there are kids around, because this is when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff in the media. As far as we know, these are legit stories, but you just don't hear about most of them so much in the mainstream media because they are edgy and often sick and perverted, and that is why we save them for late at night here for you on Speaking of Strange. So consider yourself warned about that. Also, let me remind everybody, I still have some spaces available for my workshop in early December. It's going to be my last one for a while. It's called Contacting the Dead. And it's a two-day workshop at the Asheville Masonic Temple. And I want to promise you right now, if you attend this, you are going to learn about some groundbreaking new approaches to paranormal research that might revolutionize everything. I've talked about this quite a bit already, but if you go to joshuapwarren.com, there is no period after the P. Go to joshuapwarren.com. You can click the link and you can learn about the workshop. Also, there's a link up right now at hauntedasheville.com as well. Here's a story a lot of you can relate to. It's from Wisconsin. A man there called 911 because that his, well, romantic partner was doing something in his bed. Now, what could this possibly be?
Eating crackers. Getting crumbs all over the place.
Jumping on the bed. Jumping on the bed.
He called 911 because she was, quote, snoring like a train, end quote. I don't know about you, Forrest. I'd be in a lot of trouble if that was a 911 offense.
Yeah. For both ends.
For both ends?
Yeah, from the police side and the...
Oh, I thought you meant you were snoring and farting.
Well, that too, that's a given.
Yeah, he asked for assistance in removing the snoring woman from his bed. He was 41 years old, called up the cops around 4 in the morning, saying he wanted the female out of there. He claimed that this was just a one-night stand, and that did not imply that she had permission to just sleep there and snore like that. How dare she? You know, she was supposed to come in, get the old wham-bam, and leave. Like any responsible, polite lady.
What a creep.
Not supposed to hang out and sleep after that. Right?
Well, then maybe he should have said something before.
Well, that's a discount.
Things occurred.
When the cops got there, he revealed they drank together, had relations, and then she fell asleep. And the unidentified woman was found to be fine medically, just has sleep apnea. The man was not arrested, however, and cops said they would work the issue out in the morning if he would just allow her to enjoy the comfort of his couch for the evening. And he was reminded that his couch, actually, okay, they told him to sleep on the couch instead of getting her on the couch, and reminded him that the couch was a lot more comfortable than the cot in the city jail that he would be on if he wasted their time with another 911 call.
Ooh.
So, Wisconsin.
Good for the cops. Guy's still a creep.
So, Forrest, do you have any game systems?
I've got a Wii, and I've got a PlayStation 2.
That's all old now, isn't it?
It is. Actually, I mined the PlayStation 4 eventually.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the newest one.
It is.
Okay. And Shelly, you probably never owned a game system in your life, have you?
No. I was playing yours with you and Forrest one night.
Super Shambok?
Yeah, that's the advanced version,
right?
Forrest, you've never had an Xbox?
No, I've played one, but never owned one.
No, I've never had one either. In fact, the last unit that my household attained was the Wii. But it's sad because, you get busy, you get older, and you just don't have time to play games. It sucks.
Right.
Well, there's a controversy, however, over the new Xbox. Here's what the trend of gaming is heading toward. It's heading toward being able to interact with the game while feeling immersed in it and not having to rely on a controller. It's like, for example, Forrest, back in the day, if you wanted to punch somebody, you hit a button to punch them. In a game, you're having a fighting game. Or if you want to swat a tennis ball, you punch this button to swat the tennis ball. Then it evolved to the Wii, where you hold this thing in your hand and you go through the physical motions. So if you want to punch somebody, you make a punch into the air. Or if you want to hit a tennis ball, you do it in the air. Now the big thing is, let's remove the controller altogether so that you can just stand there and go through the motions, which is what, like, the Kinects and some of these units are kind of designed to do, right?
Right.
If you dance around, then it picks up the motion of your body. So in order to make this a more interactive technology, these gaming systems are becoming better and better at scanning your body so that it can figure out how to take your motions and incorporate them into the game. Well, apparently this new Xbox that's coming out has such advanced technology that it actually is able to map in high definition the shape of your genitalia.
No way was that criminal.
And they say that, that's fine and dandy for consenting adults. But, this could be exploited by hackers and perverts. And they say that it's so advanced, it's basically like a TSA scanner. So, people are griping all the time about going to the TSA and they can tell your religion, Well, now people are voluntarily bringing these gaming, or are about to bring these gaming systems in that scan you. And now, of course, I don't know exactly how much technology is being used and how they even do this. I don't know what kind of beams they're shooting out there at you. I don't know if you got to wear lead underwear. But I can see a lot of implications here using this type of technology. How would you feel about that, Far? Because, you came over to my house and I had one of these new Xboxes. The first thing I'm going to do is like, hey, look, here's your thingling, right?
Well, it depends on if you did it to me and my wife first.
Probably it's easier to see things on men, I would imagine. So, just think about that. And I'm always interested in this sort of dilemma that people get into when they talk about the difference between the technology that's being imposed upon them and the things that they voluntarily choose to bring into their home. And gaming technology is a good example of that. Speaking of nudity, when we come back from this break, I have a story for you about Google Street View. You might think it'd be one of the best jobs in the world to be told that you had been hired by Google to walk around and photograph all the nude beaches in Florida. but it turns out there's a problem here, and you might not like this job after all. I'll explain when we return. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua B. Warren. You are listening to Speaking of Strange. Outrageous and controversial stuff, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out if you are connected to those scenarios. And also, let me remind you, we now have the new Sunshine Simple affiliate and reseller program up and running. It's already exploding worldwide. The Sunshine Simple generator is the world's most powerful solar generator for the lowest price, guaranteed. We guarantee it, and nobody has ever proven us wrong. So go to sunshinesimple.com, watch the little video there. Learn about the generator, and if you have a website or a radio show or a Facebook page, well, you can also sign up for the reseller affiliate program. Just click the little link there underneath the video, and you can start making money right now. And, hey, who couldn't use a little extra dough right now, especially as the holiday season approaches? SunshineSimple.com. Here is a story from, well, there we go.
Hold it right there, Mr. Warren.
It's from Florida. Now, you know how you can go and see what they call Google Street View? And
yeah,
you're zooming in to images that make you feel like you're kind of walking down the street and you're looking in shop windows and there are people going by. It's kind of the closest thing you might get to being able to wander around a town without actually going there. Well, the way that Google captures this information is by taking a small group of guys and they give them a 45-pound backpack that has cameras. And they walk around these towns with these backpacks on, and it captures these 360-degree panoramas of whatever they're walking through. So, I mean, if you're walking down the street and you see a guy with a big backpack on, you might not think anything of it, but you might be the star of Google Street View at that point. You know, people all over the world are going to see Shelley Wright standing on the corner there at Lexington representing Asheville. That's highly possible, right, Shelley? That can happen. All right, let's move on. That's like an old local joke right there.
Yeah.
So, basically, if you got hired by Google and they said, we want you to be one of four people to hike all 825 miles of Florida's coastline, including the nude beaches, you might think this is a pretty sweet job. It's going to take some time. That's a long way. But, you know, there are four of you. And all you're doing is walking. That's your job.
I mean, you have fun. I mean,
yeah. I mean, it seems like a neat way.
You can walk during the daylight hours.
Yeah. There you go. It's a cool concept.
And at night, have fun.
Yeah.
Google's paying you.
Yeah. And, you know, they're probably paying you well to do that. Might be, I mean, it might be really a dream job, but when they tell these guys, you have to go through all the nude beaches, I'm sure they were high-fiving each other, like, yeah. Well, it turns out, now, apparently, that they have actually began doing this, when the first dude reached the first nude beach, he said, quote, the dream died yesterday, end quote. Because he said, it turns out most of the people who hang out on nude beaches should keep their clothes on. And he has found this to be an unpleasant experience walking through with the big Google backpack.
Well, can you imagine what some of these people are doing?
Yes, can you? There's no telling. And they're calling this Google Beach View. And the footage is going to be available for public perusal sometime next year. As for the nudity, they claim they're going to blur it out in the same way they blur out license plates on street cam. So that's a shame. Somewhere out there will be the unedited version. Have you ever been to a nude beach, Shelley Wright?
No, never have.
Have you, Forrest?
No, I don't think so.
No, I haven't either. I've seen nude people on a beach before, but I've never been to a nude beach like this is the place to go. And I've never felt compelled to do it. Hmm. Would you?
I don't know.
Forrest, you would, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't be compelled to go, but I wouldn't turn it down either.
Who's going to turn down a trip to the beach if I got to throw my dinghy out there and go for it, you know? If that's what it takes to fit in. We have a lot of these stories tonight from the state of Florida, like this one from North Fort Myers, Florida. Man arrested after lewd poncho display. Deputies found him walking around the neighborhood in just a poncho, and they say, and I don't know exactly what they mean by this, he was made up to look like Clint Eastwood from a movie scene. According to reports, the cops got a call about indecent exposure. They arrived and found the 46-year-old man walking around in a colorful poncho with nothing underneath. It says they recognized him from one time when he supposedly was doing a ninja move similar to a cartwheel and his pants just fell down, supposedly. The man's roommate told authorities he'd been drinking heavily for 3 days and left home wearing nothing but the poncho. And he told the deputies, this is my Clint Eastwood poncho. And then he offered to show them his genitals, saying, quote, it's too small for anyone to see it anyway. End quote. Then he walked. That's a good excuse for why it's not indecent exposure, though, right? Like, come on, guys, seriously, it's too small. Nobody can see this. Then he walked into his nearby home and sat down on the couch, even though the cops are trying to stop him. And he says, I don't care, shoot me, I'm sitting on my couch.
This is a good reason to never buy somebody's used couch. Ever. Yeah,
probably so. What was that we were reading about? Residue last week?
Probably.
From the people who are whipping?
Ugh.
Whipping it out? Oh, my goodness. Okay, next story. This is from New York City. They are looking for a 19-year-old who used a fake ID. Oh, by the way, the last guy's in jail. need to follow up on that.
Because it doesn't matter how small it is.
Yeah. It doesn't seem to matter in the eyes of the law. 19-year-old woman is being sought in New York City for using a fake ID and credit card to get breast implants. Yep. It says she filled out all the paperwork. They gave her the complete operation, which cost $7,500 on the stolen credit card. And the reason they're having a problem finding her is that they say it took them 18 months to get the confirmation that the card was stolen. I don't know how that happens. And they say they don't even remember what she looks like because the only photos they have are of her breasts before and after the surgery. Wow. So the fact that she is a teenager raises even more concerns because supposedly, according to the law there, anyone under 22 is not allowed to receive silicone implants and must be given saline implants. So there are a lot of issues, but isn't that wild that a teenager, apparently, how do they know she was a teenager? I don't even know how they, you know, that's what they think, I guess. But a teenager can go into a place with a stolen credit card and ID, get implants, and then they just don't even know what she looks like.
I mean, here, if you go to the doctor's office, you got to give them a copy of your driver's license for your records.
Well, she had a fake ID.
Well, they didn't think that her ID looked like her or did look like.
And you'd think that they would have maybe surveillance footage in the lobby of a medical facility. I mean, I kind of assume that in medical facilities they document a lot of the patient.
Still, you wouldn't keep it for 18 months.
Yeah. It's weird. Well, when we come back, I have three stories here that I've saved for the end of the show. They're all pretty disturbing, and one of them is just really disturbing. So, yeah, that's why they're at the end of the show. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. The final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. And let me warn you, these last stories, well, these are stories that are outrageous, controversial, not for children, not for the easily offended. So tune out right now if you are connected to any of those scenarios. I am Joshua P. Warren. And before I get to these, I also want to remind you that we are still accepting submissions for Creepy Little Tales, a book that is going to be published all over the nation this spring. So go to creepylittletales.com, and you'll see what it's all about. And I want your stories about something spooky, weird that's happened to you. It doesn't have to be ghosts necessarily, but it could be. It doesn't have to be UFOs. It could be. We're looking at all kinds of weird stuff. So just go check it out, creepylittletales.com. And if I select one of your stories, well, then you'll get a free copy of the book. All right? Okay, three stories to end the show on tonight. First one comes from Russia. A Russian artist walked out to Red Square last Sunday around lunchtime, stripped off his clothes, squatted down, and nailed his scrotum to the cobblestones in this... I don't think I've ever said that on the radio before. Nailed his scrotum to the cobblestones of this famous public place. An hour later, he was taken to the hospital and given treatment. So this is the message. You know, he did this so that a guy like me on the radio in America could read his message. So here we go. The performance can be seen as a metaphor for the apathy, political indifference, and fatalism of contemporary Russian society, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? That's all he got out of this show for nailing his scrotum to the cobblestone. You can go look that up if you want to hear more of what he had to say, but that's the point. Next story comes to us from Britain in the UK. A man... who has a habit of rolling around naked in cow manure has been transferred from a British mental hospital to a prison. He's 44, and he has served three jail sentences as a result of his bizarre fetish. He also has admitted to threatening to kill a farmer and his family after they tried to ban him from going onto their land. He gets naked, and he wanders into the muck. His fetish came to light in 2004 when he told the court he got sexual pleasure from stripping down to his waist in manure. At one point, police searched his home, and they also found 360 pairs of women's underwear and containers of liquid sludge and various hard mud. One of the attorneys told the court he's a sad, isolated, peculiar man with peculiar habits. He needs help. Yeah, I'd say so. And now, this last story is absolutely cringeworthy. It's from Akron, Ohio. A woman there is suing her gynecologist because while he was... They're working on her in the midst of a routine exam. Apparently, he had a liquid spray bottle that he would use. And it turns out that somehow this bottle got mixed up with a cleaning solution that is basically the equivalent of Drano.
Oh, my God.
So... she said it was like the gates of hell had been opened in my body. The fire and pain was so intense. He realized something was wrong, and so he tasted some of the solution on the tip of his tongue, and it immediately started to burn. And that's when he said, oh, okay, well, I'm going to break all the rules. And he then used his ungloved hands to try to put some saline onto the fire and said to her, I hope you're not offended. I just want to let you know I've been married forever and I don't have any diseases.
Oh, my.
And it actually does get worse from there. But I think that's as far as I'm going to take it. What a horrible scenario from Akron, Ohio. And I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in 2 weeks. That's right, there's a ball game and whatnot. Tune in 2 weeks for a brand new one. You are commanded!